For the next several weeks, APRN will be airing a series that looks at how Alaskans describe what makes their way of life unique. Whether you live in a village or a city, everyone has a culture, and we're going to bring you stories of how both urban and rural Alaskans define and live theirs. While reporting for this series, Ann Hillman traveled to Barrow last fall, and her urban perspective on life was turned on its head, in part due to her time with one particular family.
It was late in the afternoon, and I was exhausted from two solid days of interviews about learning and teaching Inupiat language and culture. I thought I understood the importance of maintaining the culture and traditions, but I had already scheduled an appointment to meet with a young man from a whaling family, and I felt I shouldn't break it.
Sorry, my name is Josiah Putkadok, Barrow, Alaska. My parents are Crawford and Laura Putkadok. My grandparents are Simeon and Susan Putkadok, and Jim and Molly Peterson, and I come from all over the North Slope and Koyuk area.
Josiah Putkadok is 18 and recently graduated from high school, though just barely. He missed between 25 and 40 days of school each year while growing up. He was out hunting and camping with his family.
My graduation is on the line, but I think it was worth it, well worth it, because of what I was able to learn in my community and from people. And some of that information and knowledge is sacred to some people, because like learning stuff from somebody the way they specifically did it, and then when you're young and then them passing away, and then being able to say, you know what, this is what I learned from them, this is what they told me.
After graduation, Josiah and his new wife, Flora, started a semester at UAF, but soon decided to put school off for a year and come home to record interviews with elders about the Inupiat way of life. Josiah spoke eloquently, almost philosophically, for a half an hour about learning Inupiat through being out on the ice with other hunters and his passion for living his culture. Then the conversation turned to his 14-year-old brother, Samuel, who had mostly been focusing on his iPad.
I miss a lot of school, out hunting, but I don't learn as much as he does. Not really.
Why? Why do you say that?
I goof off a lot.
His older brother relocates to a chair directly across from him and doesn't let him get away with that answer. Josiah and their mother remind Samuel of how much he knows about hunting and contributes to the community. He tries to make Samuel think about what Inupiat words he uses regularly.
Do you say caribou or tutu?
I said tutu a lot. Tutu.
Do you say when you see an animal come out of the water, do you say it surfaced or pooey?
Their mother, Laura, enters the conversation.
I feel like they're not giving themselves enough credit.
They aren't. I'm sitting here wondering why you're afraid to tell her who you are.
She stresses that her sons and their 15-year-old cousin, Randy, are highly experienced hunters who have harvested caribou on their own to feed their family and killed bears to protect the camp.
They're unique and they're special. They have a step above a lot of their peers and then some because of the lifestyle that we have forced upon them. They are whalers because their dad's a whaler. They are hunters because our family, our ancestors hunted in that region four generations ago.
As Josiah pointed out, that level of family dedication is diminishing.
How many people do you think your dad had classmates that would go out camping? He would go out camping, and then there'd be a couple guys that would stay back and play, listen to rock and roll and party or stuff, versus now. How many of your classmates do you see going out there and trying to live the life that we're losing versus staying here and playing the Xbox or cruising, you know? Think about that. That's the kind of change.
As Laura talks and thinks about her family and how they've raised their children, she reflects on this change within the community.
Maybe that's where we're failing, you know? As a community, maybe the parents forgot that when our ancestors were this age, they were doing what these guys are doing.
She says people need to have more confidence in their children. Josiah's wife, Flora, sat silently through the hour-long conversation, but after this statement, she jotted down a note.
Parents worry. Some parents don't have that confidence in what they taught their children to just let them go.
Flora wasn't raised like her husband. She studied hard at school and learned from books, but she says her own children will be out on the ice. For APRN, I'm Ann Hillman.
The series on culture is funded by a grant from the Alaska Humanities Forum. More is at our website, alaskapublic.org.